Broadcast from KBCO Studio C.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are live in Studio C this afternoon with Fish. They're in town for a show tomorrow night, and we want to try and get as much music in here as possible, so let's cut down on the chit-chat. Maybe you guys can just do a song, and we'll talk about the new album in a second, if you don't mind.
Cool.
Inside my head, he starts me up and stops me and puts me into bed. He opens up my mouth when it's time for me to talk and fires up my legs when he wants me to walk. My eyes open for most of the day. Adds to my memories the things that people say. When he makes decisions, I don't have to wait. But sometimes it seems that he's got too much on his plate. Like this morning, I woke up and he dressed me in this shirt that looks a little ragged where he dragged me through the dirt. I'm moving through this life and I'm thinking about the next and hoping when I get there I'll be better dressed. My eyes open for most of the day. As to my memories, the things that people say. When he makes decisions, I don't have to wait.
Pretty. Very nicely done, gentlemen. Fish live in Studio C. That's a song called Driver. Is that the,
Driver,
the
yeah.
brand new one?
Brand new.
Alrighty.
Just brand spanking new.
Just composed it a few minutes ago in Studio C. Sounded great. Sounds like you guys are having fun on this tour. I know for the past several Halloweens, you guys have been doing some stuff in Vegas, cover versions of entire albums. You've done the White Album, Quadrophenia, Remain in Light. And I guess on Saturday in Vegas, you did Loaded. And then somebody told me last night in Salt Lake, you did Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, I guess it became an addiction, learning entire albums. So we just learned one more. We whipped one more off.
How do you choose? How do you pick and choose?
Oh, it's a big process that goes into, there's a lot of criteria and hundreds of man hours that are spent in thousands of pages of documents that are read.
Documents.
And we finally choose the Velvet Underground.
Any prizes at stake? I think that's a way to dodge the question.
We have a consulting team, high-paid consultants.
In the end, that's we just wrestle it. Whoever conscious gets to pick it
up. We each throw our favorite album into the middle of the room, and then we all dive into the pile, and whoever
whichever album comes out unbroken is the one that gets to pick.
Any surprises for tomorrow?
The surprise is that we're not going to cover an entire album by a different band. That's gonna, at this point, that's a surprise.
Well, let's give them a taste of what they're going to get tomorrow night. Can you do another song?
Play a lot of stuff off our new album. Yeah.
Two
albums. Can we get you to do one of the songs off the album?
Yeah, we'll do one off our new album, The Story of the Ghost, available now at record stores.
Stores everywhere.
Okay. Do you want to do? We actually don't know what we're going to play. Do you want to do Velvet Sea?
Sure,
that Paige will sing one.
Fish live in Studio C. Song from the new CD, Story of the Ghost, available at record stores everywhere. Let's talk about the new CD. It seems a little funkier and a little more accessible than some of the last albums. I was kind of I saw a curious quote on the internet from one of your fans that said, "Television, magazines, and especially radio kills bands. I've loved Phish for years, and I would cry the day they make another music video." It seems like your hardcore fans really don't want to see you on TV or don't want to hear you a lot on the radio. They almost want to keep you in that kind of cult.
I have to ask one thing about what you just said. It's funny that they said radio kills bands. I would have to disagree with that one.
Right. We love radio.
You love radio.
I do, though. I do love radio.
But there seems to be that kind of feel. Do you think that if you hit like a big mainstream, if you had a big mainstream hit, that you would feel any backlash from your hardcore fans? Or not?
I don't think we're going to have necessarily a big... Not to... I'm really not that worried about it, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. But no, you know, I think it's too late. It's far too late for commercial success to ruin us at this point. We've been playing for... It's just gotten so deep, you know, after 15 years in terms of the way we work as a band, the way we make decisions. At this point, I would love to have some music played on the radio. I mean, I think radio as a concept is great. I just think the only thing, bad music on the radio is no good, you know. But hopefully, I'll give you a good example. There's a great interview with Ozzy talking about the first time he ever heard Purple Haze. And, you know, he was saying, you think it sounds good now, you know. You think Jimi Hendrix sounds good now. Imagine back then when everybody was singing about incense and peppermints and electric guitars were all plinky and out of tune. And all of a sudden, he's driving along one day and... You know, and it's just, that's such a magical experience, you know. I can definitely remember growing up and waiting for my favorite song to come in the radio. But, so, it's not the technology or anything that's the problem. I think radio, the way, radio is going to be saved when they start playing much more Phish.
Right, that's right. And we've been playing that song, Birds of a Feather. I think it's great. I think it has great hooks. I think it could be a huge Monsters match. We are out to
bring radio back.
All right. Phish at Studio C, can we get you to do another song?
Okay, we'll do a faster song. You want to do a...
Oh,
Fish on the radio live in Studio C, and that's a good thing. Sounded great, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You guys are in town to perform tomorrow. I'm not sure if it's sold out or not, but I'm sure it will be. And I wanted to talk to you about a couple of years ago, there was a little problem up in Morrison. And I don't know if you guys ever got a chance to comment on it, but I was just curious if it ever angered you that a few people who follow or associated with the band from time to time caused some hassles for you guys.
The way we heard about it, it was that it was a little sort of media explosion about it, what was really a non-event. It was a tiny little scuffle between a couple police officers. And wasn't it?
I was just going to add to that. You got to understand, like, we've done three summer events, for instance, that drew over 70,000 people. In the towns that we did those events, there was a total of two or three arrests each of those weekends. So this is 70,000 fans over three nights, and there's three arrests. We did one of those concerts in on an Air Force base in upstate New York, and the cops there told us that on any given weekend, when there was 200, soldiers on the base, they would have had 20 arrests. I mean, it was
more
completely opposite. So I totally agree with Mike. From everything that we heard, that was a media. There's a bunch of kids that are out looking to have a good time. In general, for a concert crowd, our audience is mellower and easier going than most other concerts. So that was the only thing that was bad about it. I definitely didn't think it was people getting out of hand per se,
The only real problem is that there were a lot of people that came that didn't have tickets, and there weren't any official camping places provided, between the two nights, and so a lot of people were hanging out, and that was hardly a problem. And it got a bun out of proportion.
And the other thing, this might be getting too far, but we take great pains to avoid things like that. We've got our security guys going months in advance to these towns, and sometimes people don't listen to our advice about parking and stuff like that, and I think that may have been what happened in that situation.
Understand that we had sent folks of ours out here months in advance to try and do it, and we love playing Red Rocks, and we're really happy to be going back there again.
it's a great place, a great town, and we're happy that things have quieted down and that they're going to invite us back this summer for a five night stand, and we feel that the other thing that people can do to stop the escalation of those kind of things is go to your local record store and buy The Story of the Ghost, available now on Elektra Records.
Well, I never thought you guys really got a chance to
send the ballot that comes in the package.
Yes. And the lyrics of The Story of the Ghost, okay. I think it answers all your questions about everything in life, not just that.
Well, we thank you guys for coming by, and maybe we can squeeze in one more quick song if you guys got a chance.
Maybe we should play one off The Story of the Ghost, our new album available on Elektra Records.
That would be great.
What do you
want to
play?
How about Rogue? You want to play? We'll play Rogue. If you enjoy this, you can go to your local record store and buy The Story of the Ghost. Available now on Elektra Records.
It's about sales. It's about sales.
Sides get their share of darkness and of light.
heat and sounds and mist, provoking dreams that don't exist. A circus of light where dreams can take flight. In the peacefulness, dreaming dreams brings. If life were easy and not so fast, I wouldn't think about the past.
Gentlemen,
thank
you very much. The new album is called Story of the Ghosts, and performing tomorrow night, and you guys are welcome back anytime. Maybe we'll see you before your Red Rock show this summer.
Absolutely.
What do you say?
We're looking forward to it.
Thank you kindly for coming by again. And over and out from Studio C.
You've been listening to live music from KBCO Studio C. For 10 years, it's where world-class musicians come out and play. KBCO Studio C instruments provided by ProSound, the musician's superstore.
97.3
KBCO
Boulder.
Country. They have their own book right here, as well as a brand new CD. It's the story of the ghost. Please welcome back Fish.
They pick at the ground and they strut out of stride.
Birds of a feather.